Right, good morning, Queensland. Well, in some very good news, I can report that we've had zero new cases of community transmission overnight, which is wonderful news. We just got that news in this morning. There are four cases in hotel quarantine, but we're absolutely happy with that because they are being contained. There are 25 active cases, and over the last 24 hours, once again, Queenslanders have come out, and there have been 18,904 tests. So another great effort from Queensland, taking this issue extremely seriously. Look, first of all, I want to thank everyone who has done the right thing over the past 3 days. This has been something unprecedented, a world first and an Australian first. And we wanted to make sure we acted quickly, we acted strongly, we acted decisively, and that's exactly what we did. And can I thank people in the greater Brisbane region for responding in the way that they did. It has been absolutely, truly remarkable. So I can announce that the reward for this sacrifice is that we are able to end our lockdown after 3 days. That is fantastic news. So from 6 p.m. tonight, that lockdown will end. However, we will need to continue some restrictions. And I ask for everyone's patience for this as I go through these. They are sensible, they are very logical, and they are needed for the next 10 days. This is on the advice of Dr. Young, because we want to make sure that that incubation period, that 14 days, has totally lapsed before we return back to normal. So for the rest of Queensland, everyone continues on just as they have been. But what we are asking for the next 10 days in Greater Brisbane is that, and of course that's those local council areas of Brisbane, Ipswich, Logan City, Moreton Bay and Redlands. So from 6 p.m. tonight until the 1st of January, 1 a.m, sorry, from 1 a.m. to January 22nd, I better get that right, from 1 a.m. to January 22nd, we want you to hang on to your masks, okay? So we will be asking you to continue to use those masks. So it'll be, you'll have to carry a face mask with you at all times on you. This is not dissimilar to what has happened in other jurisdictions. Now, where do you need to wear this mask? Now, you need to wear this mask in shopping centres, supermarkets, retail outlets, and indoor markets. In hospitals and aged care facilities, in churches and places of worship, libraries, indoor recreational facilities, you know, such as cinemas, art galleries, those sort of types of places, and gyms. Now, in indoor workplaces, where you can socially distance, you don't have to wear a mask, but where you can't socially distance, we ask you to put a mask on. Now, you must also wear a mask on public transport, in taxis and ride shares. You do not have to wear a mask if you're in your own vehicle or if you have your family in your own vehicle, and at airports and travelling on planes. So, when in doubt, wear a mask. That's very simple, but it's those crowded areas. We just want Greater Brisbane for the next 10 days to all be part of this mask wearing. It is for 10 days only, and then hopefully if we get zero community transmission over those 10 days, then we can just go back to the rest of Queensland. There will be some just a little further restrictions on business and venues, but not too much. And that will be for retail dining. Indoor will go back to the one person per 4 square metre. And the Health Minister will go through those areas in a bit more detail. And I'm quite sure people are wondering about the cricket. So fingers crossed, looks like everything's going ahead. The Gabba will be filled to half the capacity. And masks are mandatory for entering and for leaving and moving around the stadium. But if you're sitting there at your seat, you will not need to wear your mask because you are outside. But if you're going along to the cricket, take your mask, put it on. Most people will be coming by public transport anyway, where you'll have to wear your mask. So look, I want to thank everyone for doing the right thing. This has been unprecedented. It has been extraordinary time for people. And as we know, this UK variant, the reason why we did it and why we're continuing to wear our masks in those public areas is because this is a highly contagious strain. 70% more contagious, and we don't want to see that in our community. So, you know, people have made a big sacrifice over the last 3 days up until 6 p.m. tonight. And I honestly thank you from the bottom of my heart for all the work that you have done. And as I said, together we will get through this. So I'll hand over now to Dr. Young, and then the Health Minister will say a few words, and then we're happy to take questions after that.